from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's get back to Bijan Robinson. I know you had some thoughts on him and the season that he could have because he had a great season last year. But now he's got Kirk Cousins. He's got a new head coach. He has a new offensive coordinator.
You know. Well, I think the last thing you mentioned is what I'm most intrigued about. And, you know, I didn't see any of this during the preseason, so I'm very, very intrigued as we move towards the regular season and throughout what the different run schemes look like. And we talked about it until we were blue in the face last year. It's a wide zone team. You run wide zone 80% of the time when you run the ball. If the Atlanta Falcons last year, that's the Arthur Smith offense. I mean, they did it on first down more than any team possibly in NFL history when you talk about wide zone, right? But what does that look like this year under Zach Robinson? Dwayne Ledford is still here, the Atlanta Falcons
offensive line coach,
right? So a lot of that has stayed the same. You have put in a little more of a downhill duo style play, which is it's an interior gap scheme, double teams across the board, and everybody moving north and south. The offensive line is trying to get the D lineman to go towards the goalpost, if you will. All right. So that'll be a little bit different for Bijan. I think he actually excels in that role. I think Tyler Algier last year, when you really look at it, was better suited for wide zone, understood the principles of wide zone, a la like an Alfred Morris in the Redskins, Terrell Davis for the Broncos. They understand outside zone. I think if Bijan gets going downhill and really finds kind of his comfort level in this duo scheme that the Rams ran a lot last year that they've kind of brought over, I think it's even more electric because I think he's downhill, he's lightning fast, he can get into the second level, he can make a safety miss, and I think we do see more of the explosive runs. Maybe that's the glass half full approach that I'm looking at this offense right now because it's definitely not an exotic run game from what we've seen in the preseason, but I really like that scheme for Bijan as opposed to the wide zone that Arthur Smith employed last year because I think it happens just a lot faster and he's allowed to be a lot more electric in that kind of that style of offense.
Well, how much for it is we've heard a lot during training camp about the vibe in the rooms and the meeting rooms and just overall from Raheem Morris has put down the team and that guys are allowed to be themselves. And Bijan had a comment, I think, earlier in training camp, maybe week two of training camp, where he said, you know, it's nice to sit down with a coach and be able to share ideas about how I think I'm used best. And he even said it reminds me of playing under Steve Sarkisian at Texas. How much of that just sets him up to where, not that he's being asked to do things he doesn't want to do or whatever like that, but it's that he's comfortable with the things that's being asked of him.
Well, and that's kind of alluding to the same point, right? Because I look at him, and I don't know that he ever found the level of comfortability you would have liked to have seen in Arthur Smith offense. And look, Bijan had a great year last year. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's 900 rushing yards, almost 600 receiving yards, and all the other stuff. I just think if you're asking him, I think he doesn't prefer it, right? And that's kind of the point.
Well, you mentioned the comfortable part, Bo, and that is significant because in talking with, players, you constantly hear about the word trust is always thrown out there. And when they talk about the trust between them and the coach, it changes the game. And I know you hear it a lot with quarterbacks talking about, oh, I have the trust to be able to make changes in this offense. Like, I've got a lot of freedom in this offense. So when you're able to bring ideas to the table, especially with the talent that Bijan has, and he knows what he's capable of, right? So why not collaborate and have that kind of open door dialogue with your coach because it's going to set you up for success.
Well, and two, I want to make sure that I'm making this well known as well in this conversation. I don't think this was an Arthur Smith problem, this conversation. We've talked a number of times. We expected this from Bijan, expected that from Bijan. He's going to line up at slot receiver and do all these different things. I don't think he was comfortable as a slot wide receiver. All right, but that's what they drafted him as, and that's what Arthur Smith needed. You didn't have a deep wide receiver core. So it was like, Bijan, come in, learn the playbook, play the slot position, or whatever else we asked you to do in the passing game, and it never worked out. And as you saw the year go on, the number of routes he actually ran away from the line of scrimmage started to decline because I don't think that he really understood what his role was in those situations.
But
we didn't see Bijan at all running routes in the preseason this year or in training camp.
But that's what's weird. Well, we didn't see Bijan at all in the preseason. Now in training camp, yeah. But that's where the rub is for me, though, is that we saw him used that way at Texas. We saw him doing those things. And I know that it's different and that you have to be a better route runner in the NFL. And that, you know, when you get to the NFL, that's what separates is your growth as a player because – you know, in college, you can just be overly talented, but if you're not doing those other little things, it doesn't separate yourself anymore because everybody's that guy in the NFL. But we've seen him do that. I just don't think any of it was really done to the extent because I can't tell you how many times, and that's one of the reasons why I'm excited about the pass rush in here week one against two guys that run into sacks, is what is the route concepts going to look like from Pittsburgh? Just like, what did they look like last year compared to what they're going to look like this year? So it's way too many two-man max protect routes, and I never understood all of that.
You mean to tell me that the thought of Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller and Roman Wilson getting loose does not terrify you at this point? And George Pickens is still back there.
Pat Freiermuth scares me more.
I agree with that.
Now, George Pickens, yeah, but Pat Freiermuth scares. You know what? Jalen Warren.
Jesse.
Worries me more as a receiver at the backfield. And we can get to that if you want because – I think that might be the guy on this offense this year that has, if one of them shows up big, I think it might be Jalen Warren.
No, I agree. I think that Najee Harris, I'll be curious to see what he does inside this offense, and he is kind of a veteran presence, but I was not impressed with Najee Harris last year at all with what the Steelers were trying to do. Jalen Warren was the guy that when they put him in, and he had a great preseason, and we saw a little bit of it down here in the bins last year in preseason, not to mention a guy named T.J. Watt that had a pretty good preseason game as well.
Do you want to talk about him?
Yeah, but when you look at Jalen Warren and what he's able to do, I agree with you. I don't know where he sits as far as his injury goes. I know he got a little bit dinged up 2 weeks ago in the preseason, but he is absolutely terrifying. I mean, he is very much similar to what Bijan is out of the backfield. I don't know that he's as good of a pass catcher with his hands, but when you talk about on the ground and making people miss and you know, kind of, you know, getting going in the second level, he's terrifying, terrifying to think of for Falcons fans right now.
You mentioned T.J. Watt, if you want to touch on that real quickly, because that's terrifying on the other side of the ball for the Steelers with him coming at you.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Tiff? About 3 weeks ago, I was out at training camp practice, and I was standing next to Arch, and I was talking to him, and I said, man, I just saw something that brought a tear to my eye. And what it was Charlie Warner, who is obviously the newly signed tight end that we've brought over from San Francisco. He was a one-by-one split off of the back right hip of the right tackle and chipping on his way out into his pass route. And I'm just telling you right now, offensive lineman, there is nothing better than when you have a guy one-by-one-yard box off your hip and he drops a Ruffles, Tostitos. And you know that man's chipping on his way out. Buddy, that'll get you jacked up.
Well,
you're like, yes, yes.
Chip
yes.
him. Just don't leave him in a one-on-one scenario. That won't go well.
Give me all the chips.
Let's keep the NFL talk
Pringles,
going on
Pringles.
This week one. We are going in the huddle. Big news for the 49ers. Stay with us here. We'll be right back on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.